Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Brittany. How can I assist you today?
Yes, Brittany, where are you located right now?
Well, sir, I am in Alabama.
Oh, but the company I'm calling about is in Hemet, California, called Simple Lifestyle Solutions.
And okay, sir, you, that sounds like a merchant. It sounds like that's a merchant. Can I please have your zip code to see exactly what it is that you're being billed for?
Well, I think I got scammed by this merchant, but I can't prove it because, as I recall, it was a drop down while I was on the Bank of America site, and they said that if we take a survey, we'd get a free watch. And I took the survey, and I thought I was getting a free watch, and the free watch cost $59, and I asked Bank of America if they ever hired a company called Simple Lifestyle Solutions to
that sounds
you know,
like
provide...
a merchant. That sounds like a merchant. That doesn't sound like a company.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Do you guys? So this is the number they left for me to call.
Well, sir, we are a third-party customer care center. We do service over 350 products for over 50 different vendors. What I can definitely do is I can check the system to see exactly what it is you're being billed for. But before we do that, I need your zip code so I can pull up an account.
Yes, 90808.
Okay, first and last name, sir?
Boland, B-O-L-A-N-D.
You said Boland?
Yes, B-O-L-A-N-D.
Okay. I'm trying to find it.
I have an account number.
No, sir, that'll just help us find the product. It wouldn't help us find the person attached to it. Give me just a second. Okay, Mr. Boland, I was able to find it, and I thank you so much for calling Pure Smartwatch. For security purposes, can you please verify your address?
4565 East Carson Street, Long Beach, California.
Okay, sir, I thank you so very much for verifying that information for us. Okay, unfortunately, I'm unable to access this account due to the fact that it looks like this account is in dispute. So what you will have to do, sir, is get in contact with your bank or your credit card company to find out the results of the dispute.
Oh no, I got them today. Yeah, they voted in favor of the contractor. Was it a watch that I supposedly got for free and then had to buy?
Yes, sir. It looks like you had purchased our smart health watch. It looks like you only paid $6.95 for the shipping and handling to later be billed the full price for the product after 14 days, which is $59.95.
Now, I'm trying to figure, yeah, thank you. I need how they pulled the scam off on me because I wasn't quite sure how it happened. So that's what they said. Do the survey. Does it show you how I contacted them? What got me to find these people?
Well, no, sir. It doesn't give us any information as into that, as far as that is concerned. Only thing it lets us know is who purchased it and the time of purchase and how they went about purchasing, basically letting us know if they ordered it, purchased it all at one time. That means by paying the price up front, or if they ordered it by paying shipping and handling first and then paying the full price.
Yes. Now, how did they get me on this? I took the survey, and they said, okay, all you have to do is pay shipping and handling, and they sent me the watch. And then what did they say? I had to do something in 14 days?
Yes, sir, but I'm not sure whoever you did the survey for, that's who you may want to contact, because it's whoever you did the survey for.
It was Bank of America. I did. It was a drop-down on Bank of America's site. They hacked Bank of America's site. These guys are very clever. Mm-hmm. And See, but nowhere Bank of America couldn't say, well, we never hired this company to do anything. And I said, no, they scammed you. They scammed me. But
well,
see, they
sir,
don't show
I
you
would
how,
think it.
When
I would
asked
think...
that, when I asked that, ma'am, when I asked that really pointed question, how did I find this site? Where did I come from? Well, I came from Bank of America. And that's left out of the Bank of America's review, and it's nothing you have that shows that either. So they start with, oh, well, you didn't pay on time, and so we charge you the full price. Now, was I going to get the thing for $6.95, or did I have to pay the $59? Do I agree to the $59?
No, sir. As far as my understanding is concerned, based on the terms and conditions of the product, you pay for the shipping and handling first. After you pay for the shipping and handling, you click on to a box that says you agree to the terms and conditions. Okay, and terms and conditions are in bold letters for you to click on to read. And they say it states that this is a 14-day trial based. That if you would like to pay for the product full price out, it gives you the name of our website. And then it also lets you know the full price of the product after your 14-day trial if you continue to want to, if you want to continue using the product. And they also send it in an email giving you a chance to cancel.
Great. They got a great job. They really are good at what they do. Because it was, I just remember this, taking the survey, and then I recall, you know, paying the $6.95. That's why I gave my credit card. Because how else do you get a free, you know, you're getting offered a free watch. Or maybe it was a free 20, I probably would have said, you get a free 14-day trial, and then you got to pay the whole thing. And absolutely, you know, that's what you signed up for, and that's the terms and conditions. And I didn't, you know, but when you're reading it, it's not exactly what it says in your mind, because when they say free up front, yeah, free, and then you go to a different sentence and it says a 14-day trial. You just say free. Oh, I want a free one. Bang, and they get you. Now, this one was, I wish the hell I knew or could call the customer and actually find them, because I want to congratulate them on a job well done. I wonder how many hundreds of people they screwed on this thing. But it's a $10 watch they're charging you $59 for.
Well, actually, sir, the original price for, actually, you're getting a deal for that watch, because the original price for that watch is $250, to be politically correct.
I was ordering Korea. Because
it's a smart watch.
You can buy watches over there, a Movado. Remember Movado watches? No way you could tell the difference on that Movado watch, and it was like $12. There's these ones.
Well, sir, that's a smartwatch. I'm not sure. Like I said,
sure. My point is that it probably is $250. My point is the knockoffs they can make for $10 or $12. I mean, in Korea and Japan and probably Taiwan and Vietnam, you can buy those things at that price. That's how cheap they are. And they're good-looking watches. And I'm saying that. They're good-looking. They're a knockoff, but they're a good-looking watch. Anyway, they did a very good job. Do you get many people complaining about them?
No, sir. Actually, we don't. Right before you had called, I had a customer wanting to order two more.
Wow.
But that's why we try to encourage our customers to order directly from our website, not third-party advertisers.
Oh, I see. Oh, so this is a product that if you have a little company, you can call your place and say, hey, I want to adopt your line of these watches, and I will supply you with customers, right?
No, sir. That's not correct.
How's it work?
Well,
if I wanted to use your watches for my customers, how would I go about it?
Well, sir, you have to purchase advertising. You have to invest into the company. If you would like to, that information is all into the website. If you like the direct website for the watch.
Sure. What is it? I'll write it down.
Okay. Hold on just a second for me. Okay, it is fitnesswatch.com.
What is it called?
Fitnesswatch.com.
Business Watch?
Fitness.
Oh, Fitness Watch.
Mm-hmm.
Watch, WATCH.com. All right, I'll give it a try. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.